Proclamation number 6221 of 28th of March, 1955. Life and Death. Jesus Christ, Redeemer. The living has strength at his disposal, the dead lacks it. Whether on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond, these two states, life or death, are always the soul's lot, except that on earth, life is not understood to mean actual life, but people regard the life of their body alone as life, and they can nevertheless find themselves in the state of death because the soul, the actual I, is powerless and thus also enters the kingdom of the beyond powerless, where again only life or death is every soul's share. For this reason Jesus died for people in order to prove to them through his resurrection that true life only begins after bodily death and that it is everyone's most important task on earth to acquire this life after death, because then he no longer needs to fear death. Because his bodily death is only the transition of his ego to eternal life. He has proven this to people through his resurrection, and yet only believers are convinced of it, whereas worldly people will always doubt or deny Jesus' resurrection from death, and this because their souls are already in the sleep of death even though they still live on earth. If people would take a closer look at the terms life and death, they would realize what is actually meant by them. They would then strive much more to acquire eternal life. But for people, death only means being extinguished, and they fear that less. And yet, death is the most dreadful fate a person can imagine. Because the soul retains the consciousness of its ego but is struck with complete lack of strength, yet the urge to live and the knowledge of a life and strength remain with it. Such a death of the soul is truly to be feared, and its horror is so great that therefore the man Jesus died on the cross in order to eliminate this death from the world, which is part of all beingness which failed to strive for a life on earth. For because Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again from the grave after 3 days, it is now also possible for people to acquire eternal life on earth. He has conquered death. He has abolished the horrors of death. He has made it possible that the soul's powerless state can be changed into a powerful one. Because he helps all people who believe in him and ask him that their souls may also rise to eternal life. For he has shown people how they can acquire the life of the soul which lasts forever. He has shown people that love is the strength needed for eternal life, and he has promised his help to all those who want to follow him. He rose from the dead. And so too will the souls rise to life who, like him, walk in love and therefore cannot die for eternity. Amen.